Well, we're in March Madness, which is a kind of a fun entree for us into talking about wildlife and the mascots that represent these schools and the school spirit associated with those mascots. In the case of CU, we have the buffalo, and there's been studies now that show that with climate change, increasing temperatures, it's actually decreasing the protein in the grasses that these bison graze on, and therefore decreasing their body size. If you've had differences that we've seen in herds from Oklahoma versus herds in South Dakota up north, and quite a big difference. About for every 1 degree Fahrenheit change in temperature, there's about a 20-pound reduction in body weight. So actually a sizable difference.
And that's all going down to the food chain, the fact that they're eating these grasses. So how are the grasses being impacted by climate change?
Well, with drier, hotter conditions, the grasses don't have as much protein, as much sustenance in them, so that there's not as much nutrient value, and therefore they're not getting as big.
Well, I refer there to the food chain, the buffaloes then themselves. I mean, how does this all tie into the ecosystem? What is the impact of having smaller buffaloes?
Well, I think for the mascots, it's less impressive in terms of a formidable opponent. You know, I think bison are, you know, they used to be 60 million of them roaming the plains in the pre-settlement era. Today, we're down to, you know, just a few thousand of the wild buffalo left in this country. And there's been, you know, a lot of studies associated with how buffalo impact other species, like grassland birds, for instance, in their wallows, and how they help other species survive. And grassland birds are also on a precipitous decline because, I think, in large respect, there's no bison around, which they co-evolved with.
Well, what are some of the other college mascots, some of the other animals that are being impacted now by climate change?
Yeah, our report took a look at a lot of them. Here in Colorado, some other instances of wildlife mascots. We have the Colorado State Rams, for instance, and rams are being impacted by decreasing snowpack in the spring. Interrupting their reproductive cycles in some cases, and
less offspring,
and actually it's affecting the ability of their offspring to survive. Drought that we're having is also impacting their food sources and their habitats. We have species like the Northern Colorado bears, for instance, or the Adams State grizzlies. And grizzlies have already disappeared from the state in the late 70s. But other bears are impacted by drought, their food sources, and we've seen them actually hibernating less, which puts them in often into more conflicts with people. And the droughts, which dry up their food sources, also drive them into towns seeking food, and that puts them in direct contact with people, which is not a good thing for bears usually.
Well, the city of Boulder is grappling with how to deal with increasing numbers of bears coming into town, because we have seen incidents. And we've discussed that many times on KGNU. To get back to the CSU and the rams, so how does the snowpack, diminishing snowpack, how does that negatively affect the rams? Like, how do they rely on the snowpack?
You know, that's a very good question. I hadn't read that full study, but I know that their reproductive cycle is somehow tied to the diminishing snowpacks. And so I think that's one way that there's being impacts there. I think also drought was cited as a major problem for rams, in that, you know, their food sources could be drying up and not as much nourishment and value in their food as well.